Any word on, I guess we talked, well, I was over in San Jose last week at the St. James Music in the other park, and you guys not only fed people, but gave out literature, marched around with signs, and supported the right of homeless to be in the St. James Park. Has anything followed from that?
Oh, well, not only that, but we did got in the news on Channel 11, and especially you, Robert. You got a good 10 or 15 second sound clip in there.
Oh, of course.
Talking about the park. So, did you know that?
I think it was mentioned. And, it's always good to see my bearded face on the news. Thrill a moment. But what about Food Not Bombs in San Jose? Have you been... anything else developed out of this? I know I've suggested to San Jose Food Not Bombs that you might consider demonstrations in front of the stores and the merchants who are pushing these sit on the sidewalk, go to jail laws. I know San Jose has a law that makes it actually a misdemeanor on the first offense. 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine is the maximum term for you if you dare to sit down downtown.
Yeah. Well, we, on Thursday, we went to the Downtown Association's, they have a committee on St. James Park, and basically in there, they set up these community meetings, and, they call them community meetings, but they kind of only, they try to only invite themselves, but somehow Food Not Bombs finds its way into the meetings and finds out when and where they are. So,
You mean they don't announce them publicly?
Not in the newspaper, or I know they do try to get a couple of the condo owners, but those are... the condo owners most of the time guarantees them people who already agree with them, because those are the upscale residents, because these are the expensive new condos that have replaced all the affordable housing. So,
and what was on the agenda of the Downtown Association?
Well, I wasn't able to attend the meeting, but I just talked to someone who did go to the meeting, and they said that I was expecting them to talk about, you know, maybe how much they were mad that we protested at it, but I guess they weren't. They did mention us, and they were mentioning how we don't have a permit, but they're mentioning...
You mean your protest at Music in the Other Park the other day?
Oh, well, not a permit to that, but our servings. And they said, they basically kind of like outlined their strategy, because I know that... the Downtown Association asked the police before to come and try to get us to leave, but that didn't work. And so at this meeting, they discussed that the places that that are funded by the city, like the EHC, the Emergency Housing Consortium, and Envision, they're both like you know, the corporate-funded soup kitchens and type places. And they said in order to draw people, in a sense, this is like a summary of what they said, in order to draw more people away from Food Not Bombs, they're going to advertise these things more so that they don't come to Food Not Bombs.
Maybe they're going to set up their own feeding programs or advertise existing feeding programs?
Well, that's what they said, that they want to advertise existing feeding programs that are, you know, run by the government-funded, like corporate homeless...
sort of like St. Vincent's and Salvation Army and things like that.
Yeah, it's sort of like things like that.
Well, there are a couple of programs around the neighborhood of where Food Not Bombs serves, but Food Not Bombs is only in the park what, once or twice a week usually, right?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that they're so you're apparently having a big impact. I mean, if you can get them to provide more food or to more widely publicize, you know, what food exists, I think that's a positive outcome. You know, it's not necessarily, in fact, I doubt it'll stop people from coming to you, but it may serve other people who also need food that you aren't able to provide.
Well, that's true, getting the word out that there's lots of food out there is good, but not in the sense when they use it kind of as a, they can use that against us. And also in this meeting, they have like neighbors from around the area come and, like as I was saying, the condo owners. And I guess from what I heard, it was kind of like about Music in the Park, there was kind of like an across-the-board reaction. Like some of the neighbors said, too noisy, we don't like it, you know, we don't like the crowds, too much people. Some people said it was great, we loved it. And some of the people from the park said, we didn't like it, and So there's kind of like lots of mixed reactions.
Are police harassing people more than they were in the park? What have you been keeping up with that?
Yeah, we went down to the park on the day after the event, and we were talking to people, and back I tape recorded a couple people talking about saying that the police, knowing that they're park regulars, that they hang out during the week, and they saw them at music in the other park, and they singled them out to kick them out from the park.
Really? So a number of people were excluded from that so-called public event, huh?
Yeah, because the police knew that they were homeless and that they hung out at the park.
Now,
the idea with these events is to kind of push out the homeless.
Well, I like events that draw a lot of people, but, you know, insofar as they serve as a pretext for removing homeless people, they're bad. Though, ironically, I think your best bet for fighting police abuse is these kind of events, because when police then go after homeless people, they have to do so in front of other people, and that can become very embarrassing for them.
Oh, yeah. Like in the instance when you were at the protest, when one of the
police... when they were stealing your sign that you placed on top of the monument for Robert Kennedy, and you put a sign about the gentrification of the park, and a police officer insisted on removing it because he regarded it as covering up the 30-year-old words of Robert Kennedy, which now that everyone was straining to go read. And I guess I was making comments to the effect of, they're arresting the sign, wait, stop, don't let them arrest that poor sign. Police officers, it's exactly true that if you have a large crowd of people, it is a perfect opportunity to educate the public, where the police themselves stumble over their own boots as they show the kind of repression they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that's a cool tactic that was used,
mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we weren't able to see, like, when I was at the event, I didn't see any people getting kicked out. Like, I couldn't, I know it was there.
But you did get reports later that happened.
Yeah, and so it's like, I don't... Unless you're like, you have like somebody standing in every place in the park.
Which you can't do, yeah.
Yeah, it's like really hard to like find.
You're also in touch with the Community Homeless Alliance Ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how they're doing? I know they were promised some kind of shelter for the 30-odd people, or is it families that they have, 10 or 20-odd families that they've kept over the winter, and sometimes in defiance of San Jose zoning codes. How are they doing? Are they...
What happened was the city was drawing up its budget for the year, and so that includes how much money they're going to give to affordable housing. And so they told the city that they wanted that unless they gave enough money that would... or increase their funding for affordable housing and also gave money or set up a program that would house the... about like 50 or 40 people that they've been housing in the church, that they were going to do civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city, although the city did give them enough money to take care of the 40 or 50 people, or gave them like a program to do that, and this is like a test program that's, I guess, like never been done before. And
had they actually given them the money, or they said they'll give them the money?
I'm not clear on that, but I'm pretty sure that they've secured it, because then they'd probably be, if the city is, like, talking, then they'd probably, talking out of their wazoo, mm-hmm. then the community homeless would probably be really mad and be refusing to leave City Hall right now.
Mm-hmm. But right now that they've suspended the threats of civil disobedience, given that the city makes good its promises?
Yeah, I think so, but... there was this pretty good, like, really supportive, city council meeting where they're drawing up the budget, and this is when they're making the decision. And we knew that they weren't going to, because, all these ministers from the San Jose area, they signed this letter, an open letter to the city council, saying that they wanted $52 million to be more to be spent on affordable housing. And they talked about, the crisis of affordable housing in San Jose and so on. And so they signed this and sent this to them. They got into the newspaper, and this is basically the city council, they made this promise that they're going to spend so much money on affordable housing like so many years ago, and they said that at this meeting that they're increasing the money by $5 million, but this increase, so-called increase, was like not even fulfilling their promise that they made several years ago. So it was like, you know, although they did put $5 million more, it wasn't as much as they promised that they would even make a couple years ago. So it wasn't, you know,
it's still just a promise. The money hasn't been delivered yet.
Not to my knowledge.
Now, you probably heard about Berkeley and the fact that they're planning a city council is now zipping through an anti-sitting law on Tuesday at the city council meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about that.
And you know, is Food Not Bombs planning to come north or?
Well, I know a couple of our people are talking about. That's on Wednesday, right? Or is it
no, it's on Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday at 7 o'clock in Berkeley.
Yeah, a couple of our members have been talking about going to that. And so I think there's going to be a troop of San Jose Food Not Bombs going up there.
Great.
But I think I'm going to stay down here. Because isn't there a thing going on Wednesday, too?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I hadn't heard anything about San Jose. But, oh, you mean in Berkeley?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. There may be actually a Police Review Commission meeting on Wednesday following the city council meeting.
Or isn't there, there's something about, the guy who got killed by the police in San Francisco on Wednesday.
Oh, maybe Mark Garcia.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, Mark Garcia, I think actually they finally fired or suspended some of the officers involved up there. That thought I'll be taking up on another show. Mm-hmm. Is there anything more you want to report from San Jose, Adam?
Oh, gosh. The only other thing I'd like to say is that there's some upcoming things. At the meeting, we learned about that the Downtown Association invited some corporate games to be happening in like late August, and this is I guess companies who are going to have like games in the park, and they're going to take up they said half the park, but basically like half the park is like not used at all, but then the other half is used by like the basically like all the homeless. And so I wonder which half they're going to use.
Corporate games, what does that mean?
Well, I guess a bunch of people from corporations are going to come and play games.
They're gonna play. Are they gonna play water polo or croquet or?
I don't know. I guess I'll have to see. But this is part of their effort.
Maybe whist.
Yeah. Maybe tennis or.
Right. Or badminton.
Badminton. That sounds like a good corporate
could
game.
Could be ice hockey.
Or.
In any case, all right. We'll keep our eye on that. For those who want to get in touch with San Jose Food Not Bombs, give me a call at 423-HUFF here in Santa Cruz, 423-4833. And Adam, I hope to see you up in, well, if I won't see you, I hope to see other San Jose Food Not Bombers up in Berkeley on Tuesday night, supporting the right of homeless people to be able to sit down. There are also measures on the Berkeley City Council agenda about restricting the right of nudity in Berkeley, as well as a measure, I guess, to support Free Radio Berkeley, which has gone off the air.
Yeah, is the city council going to pass a resolution supporting?
Something is on the agenda. I don't know actually if it's going to be passed, but I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll talk to you later, Adam. I'm going to roll to the next segment of the show, but give me a call after the showtime if you want to talk more.
All right, good luck with the show.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
And that's Adam Welsh of San Jose Food Not Bombs, who, young guy who is also involved in the Free Radio San Jose up there, who's been feeding people and writing information and descriptions of what's been going on in San Jose's downtown area, particularly St. James Park, where there is an effort underway to gentrify the park and eliminate homeless people from that area, similar to what's been going on in Salinas with the Steinbeck Center, the subject for another show. What I'm going to do now, however, is turn to our very own Santa Cruz and go back to the night before last, Friday night, when we came upon a scene near the so-called hippie planter. I had been walking around, surprised to see so few homeless people on the streets, and darkly theorizing that this was some sort of crackdown before the summer, but I think upon further discussion, it may be simply that the Rainbow Gathering is happening up in Arizona, and that's where folks are. However, while the cat's away, the mice will play, or the rats will play in this case, and we have police and merchants going after a loud but innocent preacher who's, I think, comes out once a week with his group to give out literature, but apparently once a week was too much for Ali Baba. Let's hear at least the tail end of the confrontation and then the subsequent discussions about it.
Fellow who's shouting. That looks like a religious member. Ali Baba is attempting to silence his preacher.
Okay? No, I will not go to hell. No. 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 No, this is America, Ali Baba.
Unfortunately, he will learn this is Santa Cruz. Hi.
Food, not bombs.
Food, not bombs.
There he is.
So, I should interview this fellow. So, hey, I'm with Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Reality rules, doesn't it?
Or Alibaba rules, depending on how you look at it.
Oh, man.
So, I didn't hear what you were saying. You were preaching the gospel?
Yeah.
I myself am an atheist, but I believe in the right of all people to preach and to say what they think they should say.
Oh, yeah, freedom of speech,
definitely.
And
yeah.
Trying to support your freedom of speech,
that's what it is.
So what happened? Give us a description of what went on.
Well, I was just sharing the love of God, candidly, you know. I mean, it's all based on truth, and it's based on scripture that Jesus has instructed us through. Reporting to us what God's testament is. God's testament to us is love. God's testament to us is power to deliver us from evil, which is the desire of the Father. And so His love is what we communicate, or we communicate evil. So I'm communicating the love of God that says, you know, steer clear of evil, you know. Pray that the Lord will deliver you from evil.
And what was the response of Mr. Ali Baba there?
Oh, his response was that he thought that it was illegal
to
speak of God's love.
Did he threaten to call the police?
I don't know if he threatened. He mentioned calling the police.
Did you think that as a consequence of his intervention, you feel somewhat chilled in your ability to do what you were doing before?
Well, you know, the fire of God is unquenchable, you know, and it devours all of that which is flesh, which is inadequate in its ability to follow.
On the other hand, you're not preaching loudly at the moment, right? I mean, you feel that way.
Well, no, it's just that if you're going to communicate with the masses, you have to speak up.
Right. Oh, I agree.
I'm a believer in principles. Now, I'm a free thinker myself. Uh-huh. Not an atheist, but an agnostic. Uh-huh. And I think you have a perfect right to stand on the corner, on the street, and espouse your views. Though I may not agree with them, that is your right, as far as I can see, and
sure.
He has no right to threaten you. I think this is outrageous. So,
now that you mention it, I do too.
So you have a right. Whatever your beliefs are, you have a right to espouse your views.
It's particularly ironic because Ali Baba is closing up his cafe, so I'm not sure why he'd be concerned about you at this point.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not clear.
He's gone after street musicians and homeless people who've also been playing in the way that your friend was playing it, no louder than he was.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of, be aware that he seems to take this position with different people.
It's kind of like oppression. It's very oppressive to think that your own comfort should it should dictate what other people are comfortable with or whether or not they can be comforted because you're not, you know. So
yes, no, you have a right, because that's one of the basic principles this country was founded on. That's why a lot of our so-called forefathers came to this country.
That's right.
Actually, the 4th of July is coming up tomorrow.
Why, that's right. My gosh, it's so appropriate. What did Patrick Henry and Tom Paine...
Give me freedom.
He said that in a church. I was in that church down in Richmond, Virginia, where Patrick Henry got up and said, give me liberty or give me death. That's the heroics of our forefathers.
They're true heroes.
No. To stand up on the corner and express their views. Whether we disagree or whether we agree, those views...
They give their life to sign the Constitution. Half of them got killed for signing the Constitution.
Men and women died in the War of Independence.
To give our children and our children's children a place to be free.
So you, this man has no right to intrude on your right to express your views.
That's right. God-given right.
What's the name of the group that you're with? Or is it a particular group? Or?
We're just an evangelical group.
Evangelical Christians?
Yeah.
Well, evangelical Christians are being persecuted.
How does your brand?
They're being persecuted in China and in various parts of Africa. Evangelical Christians are having... In fact, evangelical Christians today are the Jews of the 1930s.
Yeah.
They are undergoing horrendous persecutions in many parts of the world.
You know, and they were killed for signing the Constitution. Yes, sir. Okay.
So, Officer Brandt has arrived with his German Shepherd dog, everybody, to deal with free speech on the mall here in Santa Cruz.
I think that, my God, are Christian evangelicals now the target?
Well, as you can see, anybody is the target who that dog is instructed to attack.
Well, this is horrendous, my God. I can understand this possibly in Stalinist
This is a public place, Officer Brandt. If you want me to come along, I can. If you want me to be present at this, would you like me to be present? Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maybe you should ask before you stick that in the public.
It's not private. It's public, and you know it, Officer Brandt. There's a police officer demanding that a preacher stop preaching. He has his German Shepherd dog with him, so don't cross him. Santa Cruz, 4th of July, folks. This is the police department suggesting that a preacher cannot preach in Santa Cruz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, based on a complaint from Alibaba. And he has his police dog with him to enforce that.
Infamous or famous.
Yes, well, of course.
How are you?
Not bad. Observing out my blanket with me. Aha, Officer Edelith has arrived. Two officers to make sure that a preacher does not preach on the July 3rd, the eve of the 4th of July.
The word of God is being denied.
Did they sit the dog out
of here? The dog is there.
The next thing, there'll be a
German Shepherd dog on the mall here in Santa Cruz. Is it Germany? No, it's the United States on the 4th of July. Coming up, folks.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, again, the man was preaching the word of the scripture.
He was preaching the word of the scripture.
And what? Is there a problem with that in America?
And not in Santa Cruz. It's a little different. Here in Santa Cruz, they'll bring over a cop with a German Shepherd dog. A police officer with a German Shepherd dog to deal with a man preaching the Bible on the street.
Call something with the First Amendment.
That's correct.
And freedom of speech and religion.
In fact, they got two officers. They've got Officer Ebeleth here. Usually, he's arresting people for sitting on the sidewalk, but he's turning his gaze now on an individual who's a preacher.
Oh my God! He's preaching his word.
Yes.
Shall we listen in?
Definitely. Officer Edelith was called, therefore he must be right. Here's a preacher being harassed by two police officers, count them, because a merchant, the man in Alibaba's cafe, who's now closed his cafe, doesn't want him to be preaching on the sidewalk. That's my interpretation. Officer Brandt, perhaps you have a different interpretation. Apparently not. Nothing to say from Officer Brandt. Two police officers going after a preacher on the streets of Santa Cruz here because of merchant pressure to get these people off the streets.
And a dog.
And a dog. And a dog. He has a German Shepherd dog with him. Watch out. That's what we call an attack dog. That dog can attack you if the officer orders him to do so.
Not that they're trying to intimidate or anything.
No. Yes, Officer Brandt.
Do not.
Yes.
I stress, do not.
Yes.
Pass out false information.
That's not an attack dog?
This is not an attack dog. This is a police dog.
Right.
It is a police officer. It is not an attack dog.
Can it attack?
It can, just like any other dog.
Can it attack on command?
Just like any other dog. It is not
a trained dog.
Dog.
It's not trained.
Look at it.
Is it trained
perfectly
to attack?
Behaved.
Is it trained to attack on your command, Officer Brandt?
It is not an attack
is
dog.
Is it
do
trained to attack on your command? If it is, it's
Mr.
an attack dog.
Mr. Kopp.
I'm sorry.
Mr.
That's my understanding.
Mr. Kopp.
Yes.
Listen, I am very polite to you.
I am polite to you.
I do not interrupt you like you are constantly doing to me. Which
this dog
excuse
interrupts
me. Excuse
me.
Excuse me.
This dog interrupts me.
You prove my point, sir.
I don't. The dog is an intimidating presence on the mall.
Let's get as many tape recorders as we can.
I'm trying to ask you a question. I'm trying to get through to you.
I'm listening.
And my big problem is.
Right.
But you are extremely rude and keep interrupting me.
I'm not trying to be rude, Officer Brandt.
You're interrupting me.
This dog interrupts me.
You're interrupting. He hasn't said a word.
No, his presence is intimidating on this mall. I feel that you are intimidating by having him present.
There's dogs in the mall?
There is, but this is a police officer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
And I'll explain it to you as well, sir.
Right.
If you wish to complain about the dog on the mall, you go and see the chief of police. Before you do that and make yourself look foolish, I suggest you go and read the ordinance that is written about dogs on the mall. Then you will find out what it says, and then you won't go to the chief of police and make yourself look a little foolish.
It's not an ordinance. We're talking about an attack dog on the mall.
Who were voted in by the people of this city?
Well, voted on by the city council, but that doesn't. There's still a dog on the mall. What is this dog doing on the mall? This is an attack dog on the mall on a Friday night before the 4th of July, folks. Under police control.
They have an ordinance about signs after like 16.
They have an ordinance about signs, they have an ordinance about dogs. Officer Brandt is quite correct. This dog was ordered by the city council. This dog is a trained police dog. This dog is an officer. I still feel this dog and this officer constitute an intimidating presence on the mall. No offense to you, Officer Brandt.
Why are you intimidating? What have you got to worry about?
What have I got to worry about?
Well, you don't seem to like him.
Why are you he got me worried. Who doesn't? I don't like him.
Officer Brandt has never mistreated me on the mall.
I have no feelings.
No. However, it must be said that having a dog on a leash that's an attack dog walking up and down in a populated area is not designed to make you feel comfortable. No, I don't think so.
It's interesting that you feel so uncomfortable, yet all the people on the mall love to see him and pet him constantly.
I like your dog. I don't
so
like
obviously
the idea.
You are in a minority.
Well,
and this is a democracy, majority rules, so therefore I walk him on the mall.
Well, Officer Brandt, keep kept the good work. Please no, dog on the mall, watch your step.
I need to learn some manners and not keep interrupting someone. Very rude.
I'm sorry you find it so, Officer Brandt. I believe it's public education, actually.
If I did it to you, you'd be complaining.
Well, you have a badge and a gun. That's a little different. Oh, I think it has everything to do with it. Everything to do with it.
I'm going to take the badge and gun off and then talk to you.
And ditch the dog. Yeah. That would be good too.
Let's get the ring here.
This is my friend.
Take off the face.
This is my friend.
I'm glad.
This is my partner.
I'm glad.
And this dog goes everywhere I go, including home with me and lives with me. And your problem is your problem.
No, it's our problem because this is an attack dog on your leash. You're a man with a gun. You're paid by this community, and you exercise an intimidating force on this mall.
Paid by the community to do my job, and part of my job is to carry a gun.
To intimidate the public? No.
Creatures, you're interrupting again.
Well,
why don't you listen? Part of my job is I'm employed by the community to carry this.
Yes.
And to have this. The community, which you are part and obviously vote in.
Well, I think it's a mistake to have an individual with a badge and a gun and a German Shepherd dog walking this mall. I think it is not conducive to the 4th of July spirit.
Intimidating creatures.
Particularly going after preachers.
On the eve of Independence
Day.
Right,
and poor people and homeless people. Yeah, I think it's a mistake.
He's pretty close to this dog.
He's a nice dog. It's a nice dog. It's no problem.
So, how
did it go?
Well, it went fine.
No problems, the police?
No, they just do their duty. You know, they're just here to protect the righteous.
Well, so you feel protected?
Well, certainly. I'm, you know, in the hands of the Lord, so I definitely feel protected.
I'm glad, and keep up the good work.
Hey, well, it's not my work, it's his work.
Well, it's good that you are allowed to say what you have to say.
Well, thank you.
Even though certain merchants would prefer that you did.
Yes, that's so true, isn't it?
I just want to ask something. In the New York Times, there's a columnist. He's a Jewish. His name is Rosenthal.
Abe Rosenthal.
He writes a column in the Times, and he says the evangelical Christians today are being persecuted like the Jews were in the 1930s.
Oh, certainly.
And I never thought I would see this persecution
all of
in a
testament to that.
Liberal for a community like Santa Cruz. This is
unbelievable. He's the fellow who owns the cafe.
It's a person.
Yeah.
It's not a deity worship.
No, no. He's just a man. That's what he calls himself. Well, it's good we have two officers. I should say three officers. Let's include the police dog in that category.
I hope that officer dog doesn't defecate in public. I
no,
would
it's
hate for
probably
that.
A well-trained dog. I would say so. So what do you think about this?
Well, I think my dad's telling the truth. He didn't incarcerate and did nothing about...
Your dad is the man who was doing the preaching?
Yeah, but he didn't do anything wrong to do... to have the other guy yell at him and tell him that he cussed. He didn't do any of that.
Well, you were here and you heard it, right? You heard
mm-hmm.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
I actually just came on the scene later. I noticed the police officers, taking your father aside, and I... Frankly, much as I think police officers should be given the same respect as anybody else, it's a little intimidating to have a police officer with a man with a dog, that can attack you, take you aside.
Yeah, but I think my dad did the right thing. He didn't do anything wrong.
I agree.
But that other guy just started cussing for no reason.
Yeah, I believe he called him.
What's your name?
My name is Gabriel Rocket.
Gabriel, I'm Robert, and thank you for your testimony. Anything else you want to say? Thank you.
Well, I admire what you're calling.
Yeah, I don't want to record it.
Oh, yeah. But actually, I've just been told, although the individual told me he didn't want to record it, that this is not the first time Alibaba has come out against folks who are trying to preach Christian evangelism on the streets of Santa Cruz. Again, as I've told you, Alibaba is a man who seems to feel that, he has a very low tolerance for dissenting views and different kinds of people. So he tends to call the police. He uses the police a lot. I'm glad that they didn't take any...
Well, he really does use the police because he had a false accusation against me that I was swearing and cussing up a storm at him and making some transgression against his peace, and I hadn't even talked to him. He's the one that came up to me and ordered me to stop what I was doing to pay attention to Alibaba, And then he tells me to go to hell. I said, I will not.
I remember, I heard that, yes. I heard that.
It's America, man. I don't have to.
In many respects, you're already here, so to speak.
Well, that's all another kingdom,
Right.
The kingdom of heaven is within.
What?
So, marijuana.
We spoke to a manager at Marini's Candy who said that... but that's a whole nother show, and you've been listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, the Bathrob Spears Broadside Show, and we're on every Sunday at 11 and every Thursday at 6 in the evening. I invite you to come back on Thursday and join us, and I invite you to give me a call at 423-HUFF, 423-4833, if you want to be a part of the Berkeley... What would we call it? Field trip. We're going up to Berkeley to support the various items on the Berkeley City Council agenda, most notably to oppose the sit on the sidewalk, go to jail ordinance coming up on Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the evening. And I guess probably we'll be leaving from 4:30 at the town clock, but if you want a place, you want to be sure of having a place, do give a call at 423-HUFF. We're going to go out now on this final poem, actually. Instead of a song, we're going to have a poem by poet Julia Vinograd, the Bubble Lady of Berkeley. Julia's written a book and actually done a tape called Eye of the Hand. And this poem is about an activist named Rosebud, who was shot dead by the police in 1992 after she was discovered in the home of the chancellor of the University of California in the midst of the university's ongoing violent actions to crush peaceful protest at People's Park, the park in the South Side campus area of Berkeley. This poem is called Rosebud,
and we'll hear that, and then we will hear a musical number by Kristen Lems called Mammary Glands. And then we'll hear Reckless, who's going to be coming on right afterward.
For Rosebud and People's Park. I've avoided the park lately. Even the dirt looks too dirty. Even the flowers look guilty. Territorial, paranoid little fights, sullen charity food, piles of lifeless socks. Maybe People's Park only means something to people who were there at the beginning. Maybe I should stick to my memories. But Rosebud was 19 when they shot her. She wasn't even born when we made that park. She was ready to die for it and maybe tried to kill for it. I don't know what that is, but it sure is a nostalgia. What is it with that place? They said they had to kill Rosebud to stop her. She died in the Chancellor's house because the Chancellor built a volleyball court on People's Park. There were swing sets and children once, but Rosebud never saw them. The cops roused people with dreary regularity, shopping cart madness. Guys whose ambition in life is to look like they're on a wanted poster with a big reward. Some good music, many boring speeches, and the sound system never works. Now there's demonstrations and a batch of naked people smeared with mud and leaves danced in front of the riot police, and everyone's wearing buttons that say Long Live Rosebud. I looked at her picture in the paper. She was smiling a little. A guy on the street told me she was a blonde. She was 19. I don't think I knew her. I don't think I know anything.
Books galore, and I'm too sure that you'll adore them. Cave women have the same two simple mammary glands. Whoa, whoa, Mother Nature's dairy delight. You can't make cream of butter, cause it's just a human udder, a natural mammalian sight. The men decided that a certain shape stands out more than the rest. Well, they made such a major issue, women stuffed their bras with tissue, the shoulders back to look their best, show off their mammary glands. Oh, oh, Mother Nature's dairy delight. You can't make cream of butter, cause it's just a human udder, a natural mammalian sight.
Yes, human udders, that's what we're talking about, Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Quite an interesting downtown, I wouldn't necessarily call it an interview with Officer Brent, but quite some interesting commentary there. Alibaba, I guess he's interrupted by other people's free speech. Pretty interesting there. I enjoyed that. Obviously, I think the message that gives to me is that the merchants downtown basically own the sidewalk, and if they don't want you there, they can get an officer, just make a little complaint, you know, that guy's totally bothering him, whatever, you know. The reason you don't hear that kind of stuff on free radio is because the fundamentalist Christians already have taken up a lot of the dial. There's other places to have that kind of forum, but I personally am, you know, for freedom of expression in any way, shape, or form that you would like to express yourself. I think that's the only way humans are going to advance. Well, we have a caller. Hope this caller wants to be on the air, because I don't really have anything queued up yet. Freak Radio Santa Cruz.
Of course I wanted to be on the air. I know how you are.
Yeah, that's how I am, man.
Hey, well, Norris's show is almost over, so I I didn't get a call in on that.
Talk about that with me, because that's interesting, dude. I mean, I don't know why.
I didn't see them, but I was playing down the street, but I had an American flag wrapped around my eyes, so I couldn't see the street preachers if they were there.
Yeah, the American flag has a funny way of blinding you that way.
But I see them all the time, and matter of fact, like last Friday, they were, I think they were getting ready to play the spot that that I got ready quicker and played at.
The evangelical Christians.
Evangelicals, and they went across the street, and well, I want to point out that I have my run-ins with Alibaba for years, and it's really funny to be like on, to have somebody on such an opposite side.
Has he ever made a complaint against you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my bandmate, you know, my bandmate has actually got formal complaints. I've managed to not go to court with Alibaba, but I've gone to court, like, named on a complaint and been a witness and all that shit, but it's kind of funny to have somebody on such an opposite side
right.
from me as a fucking street preaching Christian, because I'm definitely on another side than the street preaching Christians, and I got a problem with Alibaba and his suppression of anything that happens on the sidewalk that he don't like.
We should go do a protest, man.
And if the merchants do actually own the sidewalk, I think Alibaba owns far too much for that little kiosk. I don't think that they should own the sidewalk anyways, but, you know, he should have to pay a lot more fucking money for the sidewalk than just a little kiosk owner.
Or provide some kind of service or something, you know, than just making money on the mall anyway.
One thing I wanted to mention, though, is, like, last week when I saw that street preaching Christian, when they had to go across the street to, because I was too loud for them, the street preaching Christian was out preaching, and this guy walked up and punched him right in the face.
No.
Punched him in the face, and the guy picked himself up, turned the other cheek, and started preaching again. And
oh, my God.
I dislike what he's preaching and everything, but I admired his tenacity at that point.
Right, yeah, you got to, man. Somebody's going to do that.
He did. You know, he practiced what he preached. He turned his fucking other cheek. I think he went and filed a complaint after that. I'm not sure. He went to the office. But, you know, he got up and...
Well, law protects the church. That's historically the church and the state protect each other, so...
Yeah, well, you know, I try and remain nonviolent, but, you know, if I was that preacher with that huge Bible in my hand, I think I would have probably hit the guy with
the
big fucking thing.
Have to smack the guy upside the head with a thick-ass Bible.
Yeah.
But, I'm just wondering, you know, as a performer downtown on the mall, and, you know, it sounds like you obviously, you know, would stand, not necessarily stand with the evangelicals, but definitely are sympathetic that they should be allowed to be down there with their freedom of expression, you know, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they would stand up for you? Is my question.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they would, and I don't think there was much public support when I came up against Alibaba, or when Skidmark Bob came up against Alibaba.
Right.
You know, Christians are somewhat, you know, socially acceptable. I mean, you know, we're a Christian country and all. So, you know, if their rights start to be trampled on, well, maybe there'll be some progress.
Mm.
And, you know, being that, you know, Alibaba's probably a Muslim, and, you know, they're probably Christians. You know, maybe it's a little religious battle, too, but, you know, I'm not
It probably
Christian.
Was a little bit.
I'm not,
you know,
I'm not Christian, and I'm not Muslim.
Yeah, religious people have a way of just, they get pissed off at other religious people.
You know,
I'm
pagan, and I've come up against Alibaba. I think Bob's probably an atheist or something, and he's come up against Alibaba fucking a number of times. And actually, it was 4th of July, one of the times that we were cited, like, you know, last year.
Yeah, last year. I was kind of in here looking for that tape, man. I was in here looking for that last year's tape.
Long history.
Or Vinny's Flag Day tape, man. We've got some good shit on there. But, yeah, so I thought it was interesting, Robert Norris bringing up the fact that the policeman, you know, the aggressiveness of the policeman's dog, that, you know, nobody else is allowed to have a dog down there. But because the dog is a cop, he's allowed, you know, I mean, I guess some people find that intimidating. I don't know. But
well, definitely. It's,
what about the freedom of the right of the dog to be on the mall?
Well, you know, once we incorporate dogs into our fascism, you know, I think they cease to be just a regular dog.
Yeah.
You know, that dog's a police officer,
right.
like we said. But Officer Brandt...
What about the officer?
I listened to the show, and Officer Brandt tries to be too much of a public relations guy to the point where he just, you know, outright lied. That dog is attack trained. He is a trained to attack on command.
Yeah, he wouldn't...
More so than any other dog.
Yeah,
Officer Brandt tried to play it down as like, it's just, he doesn't attack any more than any other dog. No, that's bullshit. bullshit, because I remember my tax money going for that training.
Yeah.
And they went over at the Sheriff's Academy and did that training, and I followed that. And those dogs are fucking way more attack trained than your average dog, so don't give me that shit. And if they aren't, give me some of my tax money back.
Yeah, and hey, I learned something about the dog training. They use German numbers. So, like, you know, if you happen to be confronted with a dog, you know, maybe, I don't know what the number
plots.
Yeah.
Plots. Okay, plots is lay down.
Sit, yeah.
Is lay down. Fooey is like no. And nine. Fooey and nine.
Yeah.
See
nine.
The work.
So just in case.
That
can
fuck
to
with
you.
The dog's head. You start yelling at it in German. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right on. Well, thanks for your call, man.
Sure.
All right. Have a good day. Yes, indeed. That was Mr. Phil Free. Thanks for the call, man. I'd like to find out a little bit more about what goes on downtown and people that can't handle other people's freedom of speech. Kind of like the FCC can't handle us. The stations have been closing down, shut down everywhere, striving, thriving to stay on the air. We're trying to learn from everybody's mistakes, see what's up. We're still here. We're going to be here regardless. It's about 1:35 on a fucking Sunday. Hope everybody's, like, recovering from their fucking alcohol-ridden. See, because that's another thing I wanted to say. July 4th, you know, it's like people don't, I mean, in America, most holidays are really basically like, oh, you get off school, you get off work, you get to go get drunk and eat a lot, you know, maybe with your family, and, like, you get the fucking real grandpa out, and, you know, it's like Uncle Bob gets too fucked up at the grill and burns your fucking holiday burgers. You know, and so I hope everybody's recovering nicely from their little hangover they might have gotten. If you're hungry and you fucking spent all your money on booze last night, and all you got in the refrigerator is like maybe some ketchup, some mustard, and some mayonnaise, and you don't even got bread to make a condiment sandwich, you can always go down to Food Not Bombs. I assume that they're serving today, though I'm not sure because I'm here, not there. If somebody could call and confirm, that'd be a good thing to do. The number in the studio is 423-5361. If you have anything else to say about people who can't deal with other people's freedoms of expressions, they have to file complaints on people and get the officers to come down and deal with their something they could have dealt with themselves peacefully, I might add. Go ahead and give a call. If you can confirm Food Not Bombs is down there, they will help you fill your belly full of good, mostly organic, all vegetarian food, and they got some stuff down there at the clock tower serving right now. If you want to help them out, if you want to volunteer, if you want to help feed people in this county, and you don't want to work for a church, you just want to feed your brothers and sisters, you want to feed yourself, if you want to feed yourself, go work with Food Not Bombs. It's a pretty good gig, man. Work a couple times a week, man. Fucking get to eat for free. 425-3345. And that number is 425-3345.